This is English USA on VOA. Now lesson 19.
В эфире 19 урок из серии «Так говорят в Америке». У микрофона Анна Филиппова. Сегодня мы продолжим знакомство с терминами, обозначающими родственные связи, и проведем беседу по теме «Семья». Мы повторим также слова и выражения из прошлых уроков. Послушайте новые слова и выражения.
Aunt.
Тетя.
Business.
Бизнес, дело, предприятие.
Family.
Семья.
Grandparent.
Дедушка, бабушка.
Parent.
Родитель.
Family reunion.
Встречи родных, сбор членов семьи.
Salesman.
Продавец.
Seed.
Зерно, семя.
Corn.
Кукуруза.
More.
Больше.
Any.
Любой.
Only.
Только.
I want to meet Mr. X.
Я хочу познакомиться с мистером X.
I need to see her.
Мне нужно повидать ее.
I like to sing.
Мне нравится петь. Я люблю петь. Мартин Лернер присутствует на семейном торжестве на ферме. На торжество, которое называется Family Reunion, съезжаются все члены семьи. Слушая диалоги, старайтесь понять общий смысл того, что происходит. Не огорчайтесь, если вы не знаете значения отдельных слов.
Why do you have the family reunion, Mr. Kessler?
We have a large farm. We have a large house, too.
Is the family reunion very large?
We have 30 or 40 families. Have you met my wife, Martin?
No, I haven't. Good morning, Mrs. Kessler.
Call me Yvonne. I'm happy to meet you. You're a reporter.
Yes, I am. I want to meet these men and women.
We have about 40 men and women.
We have about 60 children.
It's a large reunion.
Come, meet some Kesslers.
Are these men and women all Kesslers?
Some are married to Kesslers. This is my father.
Hello, Mr. Kessler. Hello, are you a Kessler? No, I'm not. I'm Martin Lerner. I'm a reporter. Have you met my wife? Hello, Mrs. Kessler. I'm happy to meet you. What do you do, Mrs. Kessler?
I'm a housewife.
Do you have more children?
Only two. We have two daughters and one son.
Where do they live?
Our son Chuck lives here, of course. One daughter lives in St. Louis. One daughter lives in Fargo.
What do you do, Mr. Kessler? I'm a salesman. What do you sell? I sell seed corn. I'm happy to meet you. Excuse me, I want to meet more Kesslers. Hello, I'm Martin Lerner. Are you a Kessler?
Of course. I'm Karen Kessler. This is my sister.
I'm Kendra. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Are you married to a Kessler?
No, I'm not.
Are you married?
Yes, I am.
What do you do?
I'm a reporter. May I ask you some questions?
Okay.
Do you have any brothers?
No, I have only my sister.
Are you married?
No, I'm not. Kendra is married.
Рассказывая о своей семье, мы обычно начинаем предложение с «I have» — «у меня есть», и затем употребляем нужный термин для обозначения члена семьи. Послушайте.
Do you have a wife?
Yes, I have a wife.
Do you have children?
We have two daughters and one son.
Do you have any brothers?
No, I have only my sister.
Послушайте Пола и Барбару и повторяйте за ними во время пауз.
Do you have a husband? Do you have a husband?
Yes, I have a husband. Yes, I have a husband.
Do you have children? Do you have children?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I have one son. I have one son. What about you? Do you have any brothers? Do you have any brothers?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I have three brothers. I have three brothers. Do you have any brothers? Do you have any brothers?
Yes, I have two brothers. Yes, I have two brothers.
Do you have any sisters? Do you have any sisters?
Yes, I have one sister. Yes, I have one sister. Do you have any sisters? Do you have any sisters?
No, I have only three brothers. No, I have only three brothers.
Теперь вы ответьте на вопросы о своей семье. Говорите «yes» — «да» или «no» — «нет», а затем добавляйте «I have» — «у меня есть» и называйте члена семьи.
Do you have a brother?
Отвечайте «yes, I have a brother» или «no, I don't».
Do you have a sister?
Yes, I have a sister.
Do you have a son?
Говорите живее. Yes, I have one son.
Do you have a daughter?
No, I don't.
Who was your father?
That man.
Chuck, we've met. Kendra, do you have children?
No, I don't. Do you have children?
Yes, I do.
Голос Америки, Вашингтон. В эфире наша программа «Так говорят в Америке». У микрофона Анна Филиппова. Со мной в студии наши сотрудники Барбара Марков и Пол Карни. Во второй части урока вы услышите, как Мартина Лернера представляют членам семьи Кесслеров, и сами будете отвечать на вопросы о своей семье.
Come with me, Martin. Meet my aunt.
Excuse me, Karen.
Goodbye.
This is my aunt, Aunt Geraldine.
Is he a Kessler?
No, he isn't.
I'm Martin Lerner.
Hello. He's a reporter.
I'm happy to meet you.
Thank you. Do you have a family?
Of course. I have Kendra. I'm her aunt. And Karen. Karen is Kendra's sister.
We've met. I've met your brother, too.
You've met Chuck? Have you met his wife?
Yes, I have.
I have a sister, too.
Is she here?
Yes.
Is your husband here?
Yes.
Is your sister married?
Yes.
Is her husband here?
No, he isn't. He's working.
What do you do?
My husband and I have a small business.
This is my aunt, Aunt Maxine.
Hello. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Kendra, where is your mother?
I don't know.
Is she with your father?
I don't know.
Please, go look for her.
Excuse me, Martin.
Is your family here?
No, they aren't. They're in Baltimore.
Oh, is your home in Baltimore?
Yes, it is.
I have an uncle in Baltimore.
Martin, is your wife here?
No, she isn't. She's in Baltimore. Our home is in Baltimore.
Do you have any children?
Yes, I do. I have one boy and one girl.
How old is the boy?
He's 17 years old. My daughter is 14 years old.
Do you live in a house?
No, we don't. We live in an apartment. Where do you live?
I live with my mother and father.
Where is Kendra's home?
It's in town. She lives in an apartment.
Послушайте Пола и Барбару и повторяйте за ними во время пауз.
Are you married? Are you married?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
What does your husband do? What does your husband do?
He works for the Voice of America. He works for the Voice of America. Tell me about yourself. Where do you live? Where do you live?
I live in Washington. I live in Washington. I live in an apartment. I live in an apartment.
Теперь вы, пожалуйста, ответьте на вопросы о своей семье и о том, где вы живете.
Where do you live?
Отвечайте. I live in Moscow или in Vladivostok.
Do you live in an apartment?
Отвечайте. Yes, I do.
Are you married?
Живее, говорите. Yes, I am. Или no, I'm not.
Do you have a brother?
No, I don't. Или yes, I do.
Do you have an aunt?
No, I don't. Или yes, I do.
May I ask some more questions about your family?
Yes.
I met two aunts. They are your father's sisters?
That's right.
Do you have uncles?
I have only one uncle.
And I met your grandparents. They are your father's parents.
That's right.
Do you have more grandparents?
Yes, I do. My mother's parents are living, too.
Where do they live?
They live in Florida now. They lived here. Grandfather was a farmer.
What do you do? Are you a farmer?
No, I'm not. I work in town. I'm a secretary.
Подведем итоги и закрепим пройденный материал. Сегодня мы познакомились со следующими словами и выражениями. Повторяйте их, пожалуйста, вслед за Полом. Существительное. Тетя.
Aunt. Aunt.
Предприятие, бизнес, дело.
Business. Business.
Семья.
Family. Family.
Дедушка или бабушка.
Grandparent. Grandparent.
Домашняя хозяйка.
Housewife. Housewife.
Родитель.
Parent. Parent.
Встреча родственников. Сбор членов семьи.
Family reunion. Family reunion.
Продавец.
Salesman. Salesman.
Семя.
Seed. Seed.
Кукуруза.
Corn. Corn.
Прилагательные. Больше, больший.
More. More.
Любой.
Any. Any.
Замужний, женатый.
Married. Married.
Наречие. Только. Например, у меня только одна сестра.
Only. Only. I have only one sister. I have only one sister.
Рад познакомиться.
I am happy to meet you. I am happy to meet you.
Голос Америки, Вашингтон. В эфире 19-й урок английского языка из серии «Так говорят в Америке». На следующем уроке мы продолжим тему «Семья». Будем задавать вопросы и давать ответы по теме «В прошедшем времени». Послушайте некоторые слова и выражения из следующего урока. Грузовик.
Truck.
Я был.
I was.
Он был.
He was.
Она была.
She was.
Мы были.
We were.
Вы были.
You were.
Они были.
They were.
Все.
Everything.
Что-то.
Something.
Все, что угодно.
Anything.
На пенсии. Например, они на пенсии.
Retired. They are retired.
Наша программа из серии English USA «Так говорят в Америке» подошла к концу.